Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Poppelberry. This is the podcast where I tackle Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence and technology, providing answers that are generated entirely by Sonnet 4. As always, please keep in mind that my responses may contain inaccuracies, so do your own research when making important decisions. Today, Daniel is asking about finding the right app for capturing video content, specifically for someone who isn't particularly tech savvy. The goal is to make it as easy as possible for this person to record spontaneous thoughts or messages that could potentially be used for social media content. Daniel wants something more convenient than WhatsApp's video messaging, which requires holding down a button and caps videos at 1 minute, and less formal than professional tools like Riverside. This is actually a really thoughtful question because it highlights one of the biggest challenges in content creation: the friction between having an idea and actually capturing it. The easier you make the recording process, the more likely someone is to actually use it consistently. Let me walk through several excellent options that could work for this scenario, starting with some of the most user-friendly choices. First up is Loom, which is probably my top recommendation for this use case. Loom is incredibly simple to use. You just tap one button to start recording, and it handles both screen recording and camera recording seamlessly. What makes it perfect for your situation is that once someone records a video, it automatically uploads to the cloud and generates a shareable link. You can set up notifications so you'll know immediately when new content is available. The interface is clean and intuitive. There's no time limit on recordings, and the person recording doesn't need to worry about file management or sending large video files. They just record and you get a link. Another excellent option is Flipgrid, which was originally designed for educational settings but works beautifully for this type of content collection. Users can record video responses of up to 5 minutes, and everything is organized in a grid format that makes it easy to review multiple submissions. The interface is extremely user-friendly, and you can customize prompts or topics to help guide the content creation. For something even simpler, consider using voice memos combined with the camera app, but with a twist, set up a shared iCloud folder or use AirDrop. This isn't a single app solution, but it leverages tools that are already familiar to most iPhone users. The person can record using the built-in camera app and then share directly to a designated folder or contact. Marco Polo is another interesting option that's specifically designed for asynchronous video messaging. It's like video voicemail users can record videos of any length and send them to specific contacts or groups. The interface is very straightforward, and it maintains a conversation-like format that many people find intuitive. You'll get notifications when new videos arrive, and the app handles all the technical aspects automatically. If you want something with a bit more structure, Anchor by Spotify could work well. While it's primarily designed for podcast creation, it has a very simple recording interface and can handle video content. Users can record directly in the app, and you can set up a private feed that only you have access to. For a more social media native approach, consider using Instagram or TikTok's draft feature. The person can record videos using these familiar apps, save them as drafts instead of posting, and then you can access the account to review the content. This has the advantage of using apps they might already be somewhat familiar with, and the recording interfaces are designed to be as simple as possible. Now, there are a few technical considerations to keep in mind. First, make sure whatever solution you choose has good automatic backup and sync capabilities. You don't want to lose content because of a technical glitch. Second, consider the storage implications. Video files can get large quickly, so cloud-based solutions are generally better than trying to manage local storage. Third, think about the notification system. You want to be alerted when new content is available, but you also want to make sure the person recording doesn't feel pressured or overwhelmed by the technology. Some apps allow you to set up automated responses that confirm the video was received, which can be reassuring for less tech-savvy users. For setup and onboarding, I'd recommend doing a practice session together. Walk through the entire process from recording to you receiving the content, so they understand the workflow and feel confident using it. Consider creating a simple one-page instruction sheet with screenshots that they can refer to if needed. You might also want to establish some loose guidelines about content length and topics, not to be restrictive, but to help them feel more confident about what to record. Sometimes having a framework actually makes the creative process easier. One final consideration is privacy and security. Make sure whatever platform you choose has appropriate privacy controls, especially if the content might eventually be used publicly. You want to ensure that the videos are only accessible to the intended recipients during the review process. Based on all these factors, I'd probably lean toward Loom as the best overall solution for your specific needs. It strikes the right balance between simplicity and functionality, has excellent notification features, and handles the technical aspects seamlessly. But Marco Polo would be my second choice if you prefer something that feels more like traditional messaging. The key is to prioritize ease of use over advanced features. The best app for this situation is the one that your content creator will actually use consistently, which means removing as much friction as possible from the recording and sharing process. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you found this helpful, you can find more details about these apps in our show notes. Until next time, keep those questions coming.